This is an ABC podcast.
From Juxtasaurus to Juravenator and Valdosaurus to Vulcanodon, this is the place where the fastest and fiercest creatures from millions of years ago come back for the greatest race of all time. Welcome to the Dino Dome! Every week, dinos race in the dome as Triassic fanatics cheer from the grandstands. But it's never straightforward. The landscape is forever changing. From craters to clifftops and blizzards to bayous. Anything goes in the Dino Dome. I'm your host, Amanda Shalala, but I'm never too far from my right-hand man, Dino Dome Factosaurus, the Mesozoic master himself, Tim Richards!
I'm raring to go, Amanda.
Let's get ready to roar!
Weighing in at 4,000 kilograms, about as heavy as a hippo, and almost as long as a cricket pitch. It's the super-sized carnivore with a saddle on our back. Spinosaurus! And we have another humongous meat eater, weighing in at 8,000 kilos. As heavy as two hippos and half the length of a tennis court. Give it up for Giganotosaurus!
A couple of behemoth beasties.
I'm extra excited for this matchup, Amanda. You see, the T-Rex is world famous and everyone seems to think she's the fiercest dino of them all.
Yep, you don't want to mess with Rexy.
But both our carnivores here today are even bigger than the T-Rex.
Whoa. Who's your tip for the winner?
Well, Spinosaurus is longer than Giganotosaurus.
Spino and Gigi, please. We're all mates here.
But Gigi is heavier. Depending on where they race, it might all come down to their rear ends.
Their butts?
No, their tails. Spino has a long tail, which might have helped it swim in the water, while a Giganotosaurus tail is massive, helping with balance and agility on land. But if I had to pick a winner, I'd say Giganotosaurus.
Let's check what the landscape will be for today's event.
It's getting hot in here.
And sandy. Very sandy. There's not a speck of shade anywhere.
It's a desert.
Is that a lake in the middle of the course, or am I just feeling the heat?
It's not a mirage. That's a very real, very shimmery lake.
And on the other side of the water?
A maze of cacti.
Gigi and Spino have their work cut out for them today. This does not look easy. We've got a race course across sloping sand dunes, around a lake, and through a maze of cacti to finish. Let's get our carnivores on the starting line. On your marks, get set.
Dinos, go!
Gigi is out in front early.
She's the better sprinter, but we can't rule Spino out. She's just a few strides behind.
This sand must be hard for them to run on.
Well, Spino's feet are actually quite similar to some of today's shorebirds. She's used to soft and uneven surfaces like sand. Gigi's feet are clawed, which could help with balance, but she's twice as heavy as Spino and this sand is hot.
Not used to desert life?
Neither of them are. Spino lurked near rivers and waterways in northern Africa, while Gigi lived on the shores of shallow lakes in South America.
And Gigi's still out in front as they climb another sand dune.
Both dinos have powerful hind legs, so this incline shouldn't be a problem.
Wowzers! Who ordered a sandstorm?
I can't see a thing.
Gigi! Spino! Are you there?
Well, we can still hear them.
The sand is settling. But wait! Spino out in front now?
It is.
Spinosaurus has taken the lead. And she's launched herself into the lake. I didn't know Spino could swim. She's even got a sail like a boat.
Well, Spino's sail is a bit of a mystery. Some think it's just for show. Others think it keeps her body cool. And some even think it's like a camel's hump that stores fat.
So it's not for swimming.
Don't get me wrong. She can certainly get around in the water, but it's unlikely she was a full-time swimmer. I think she's less like a super croc and more like a reptilian river bird.
Aw, oh, that's way less cool.
Not at all. I reckon she's at her deadliest in the shallows.
Look, here she goes. She's cutting across the lake while Gigi's stuck going the long way round. She's got an enormous advantage here. By going across the lake, she's cut her course in half. Let's check in with Gigi. Gee, that looks tough. She's showing real grit and determination, but it's going to be hard for her to come back from this.
Well, you'd think so, but as we know...
anything goes in the Dino Dome. Hang on, where did Spino disappear to?
There, in those reeds.
She's way off course.
What's she doing over there?
She's so still, like a statue. She's focused on something in the water.
Uh-oh.
Steered Spino off course.
A juicy sawfish. Spino's favourite meal. Spino has a bunch of small openings on the tip of her snout to sense moving fish.
Spino, there's no time for fishing. You've got a race to win.
I would have expected that behaviour from Gigi.
What do you mean?
Well, she's big, but not so bright.
But she's like a super-sized T-Rex, and everyone says Rexy has a big brain.
Not Gigi. She's big everywhere except the brain. But Gigi's head is enormous, the length of a tall person. But her brain? Only the size of a banana.
Ladyfinger or Cavendish?
I'm a Mesozoic master, not a fruit fanatic.
Oh, well, I can't tell Gigi's brain is tiny. She's focused and right on track. And with Spino snack time, she's closed the gap. She's entering the maze and... slammed into a cactus.
Ouch! Those thorns must be sharp to pierce her scaly armour.
She's dusting herself off. On ya, Gigi.
Yes, Gigi has three clawed fingers on each hand and slightly longer arms than a T-Rex, so she can actually use them, but they're not as long as Spino's.
Speaking of the swimmer, she's out of the water and into the maze. I hope that sawfish was worth it, buddy. You've got some ground to make up. Gigi's getting very close to the finish line.
It's hard to say who's in the lead. Oh, this maze is confusing and there are sharp prickles at every turn.
It's amazing all the shapes and sizes these cacti come in. That one looks just like a tiny sauropod. See how that part is the long neck and... holy Hadrosaurus!
This is... completely inexplicable behaviour from Giganotosaurus. She's...
eaten the cactus! I thought you said she was a carnivore.
She is!
Tell that to the cacti.
Oh, I think Gigi thought the cactus actually was a baby sauropod. It's her favourite snack.
Ouch! I bet she got a nasty shock swallowing those thorns.
Told you, big everywhere but the brain.
Take a look at Spino. Here she comes.
She's unstoppable.
She's run straight past the spluttering Gigi.
She's sailed over a clump of cacti.
And she's on her way.
A few more steps.
And charging home. Spinosaurus is first place in today's race.
And the medic has made it to Gigi.
Don't get too close. She thought a cactus was a sauropod. Who knows what she'll take a bite out of?
Just throw her a bottle of water and get out of there.
She's washed down the prickles, but don't try this at home. Spiky cacti are not snacks.
Well, technically, dragon fruit is a type of cactus. And then there's the Peruvian apple and the edible prickly pear.
I thought you said you weren't a fruit fanatic.
Right.
And Gigi's over the line. I bet second place is a lot easier to swallow than that cactus.
That was a strange race.
Aren't you used to it by now? That's how we roll here in the Dome. I'm heading down for the trophy prezzo. You run our Jurassic Addicts through an action replay.
Giganotosaurus took an early lead. Then Spinosaurus emerged in front, getting an enormous lead by taking an aquatic shortcut, but quickly lost it by stalking a sawfish. Gigi took the long way around the lake before slamming into a prickly cactus. It was anyone's race until Gigi choked on a dino-shaped cactus, leaving the way open for Spino to sail across the finish line first.
Thanks, Tim. The Dino Dome Cup is being lowered down to the Spinosaurus as we speak, and... What the...?
Has the trophy been swiped?
By the sawfish? It's probably at the bottom of the lake now.
Yep, checks out. I mean, as far as our trophy presentations go.
See you soon for our next prehistoric pairing in the Dino Dome!
No dinosaurs were harmed in the making of Dino Dome, as they're all extinct. Therefore, all sounds in Dino Dome were made by humans and animals, including vultures, emus, camels, and goats. Yes, goats.
Dino Dome is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For more great podcasts to play, music to move, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app for free from your app store.